fire.
Looked like the offense had a lot of trouble after that touchdown drive to start the second half.
Can we go positive with the first question on the win? Bless. I'll come to you one, too. Who's got the first question?
You guys are great.
Thanks. All right, Les, you're up. What was the question?
Again, it seemed like the offense couldn't put anything up, couldn't get first downs, couldn't run the clock down for you. How did you see that? What were they doing?
Yeah, they did a couple things. You know, I think that we're trying to run the ball a little bit there. We took some shots early. We just got to convert. We got to do a better job. You know, we've done it in a couple games. And against that stout defensive line, you know, it's tough just to line up. Again, it's something we need to continue to work on. We got to get better at.
Three touchdown catches by your tight ends. Mm-hmm. Going into this game, did you feel there were things you could specifically exploit with them?
Yeah, I don't know if exploit, but we thought you know, they've got some really good corners, and starting with Peterson. So, you know, trying to get matched up on some safeties and some linebackers, felt like, you know, Brent and Ertzi, and then obviously the big catch by Case there. Just thought we had some plays in there that to the tight ends, get them in base personnel, and then try to take advantage of that, and those guys did. Ertz ran a great route, and Nick threw it on time. The first one was a play action. It was actually, we ran again right at the end of the game, and they held Case, you know, to kind of get us to be able to run the clock out. So I thought those guys contributed, and we feel like we've got three that are talented, and when the matchups present itself, we can exploit it.
12 weeks into the season, what can you say about Zach Ertz's development? When he first came into where he is now.
Yeah, I think Zach's getting better and better each week. You know, I think he came off a break. You know, obviously, if you're a rookie, this season's a lot different than the college season. Just, you know, you have four preseason games, which you don't have. And then, you know, we've played 12 games, so he's got 16 games underneath his belt. But I thought he came back after break, real fresh legs, real rejuvenated, had a real good week of prepping. And, you know, I was excited to see it show up on the field today. I thought he had some really big catches for us today.
Chip, what was your vantage point of the Bulls interception you got over?
It was an interception, but they were holding, so, you know, I thought it was the right call. So,
what did you think of the way the secondary played today against the Cardinals receivers?
I thought they did a really nice job. You know, that there was such a big matchup for us coming in with Fitz and Floyd, and, you know, it's a tough group. You know, he had the one long run there where we bounced off him a couple times. You know, but besides that, I thought they did a real good job of kind of limiting him throughout the game, and we knew that was going to be a tough matchup for us, but we were excited to see. I thought Kerry played really, really well, and I thought having Fletch back really helped us.
Jim, why do you think this year offensively, when you've lost your edge, you so consistently had a hard time getting it back?
I don't know. Good question.
How about the defensive holding call down at the end?
Yeah, they held the crap out of him. It's a great call. They did. Watch it on film. I mean, he's supposed to run a route into the flats, and there was no one else left. If they didn't hold him, he would have been in the flats. So I thought Nick made a good decision with the ball because wasn't going to force it. We still wanted the clock to run unless we had a clean, you know, a guy clean, wide open. We were just going to try to run to the edge with Nick and, you know, at least make sure we got to take some time off the clock. But if we had a clean shot of throwing it, we were going to throw it. But they grabbed Case and didn't let him get out into his route. So.
On the throw that Peterson didn't intercept, but they called an interception, and then there was a couple other times where Foles kind of flipped passes to McCoy when he's being held. Do you feel like there's some instances where he's holding on, trying to get rid of the ball as he's being sacked and not taking the sack?
No, I think he besides the one he threw up, you know, the Patrick Cup, besides that, I don't have any issue with what he was doing today.
In terms of the turnover, it's something you can talk about all. What's the defense doing?
I mean, everyone's different, but I, you know, I think obviously they generated a pass rush, which was huge for us today. You know, I think Brandon had two, and I think did Trent have two. You know, I think we're starting to get, you know, a consistent pass rush and not, you know, letting the pocket collapse around guys like that, and then forcing the ball to be thrown a little bit quicker. And I think we're getting more opportunistic out back. Guys are catching balls. You know, it sometimes maybe went through our hands earlier in the year. And I know we talk about it. Sometimes it comes in bunches. But again, when you win the turnover battle in this league, it's huge. And we're not turning it over offensively, and we continue to create them on the defensive side of the ball. It's a positive for us. So,
what'd you think of the way the offensive line protected Nick throughout the game?
By and large, you know, we were pretty good. You know, I think they obviously present a lot of challenges. You know, that's as good a front as we faced, and they do some really good job with their pressures and getting after them. You know, we had one miscommunication early where we had a guy come clean, but for the most part, we picked up everything they brought. You know, sometimes they did a decent job in coverage on the back end, so we had to hold the ball a little bit, but you know, Nick's still doing a real good job on making good decisions and not forcing the ball in there. But I thought overall we did a decent job.
How much of that view is decisions or just him as a quarterback and the way he plays? How much of it has been you kind of hammering
back home? No, I think, you know, Billy Lazor does a really good job with all the quarterbacks and just making sure they've got a really good grasp and understanding. And I think the big thing for Nick is his experience in that he's, you know, he's still getting better and better and making really good decisions. That's why, you know, at the end of the game on third down, we're calling a pass play, but it's got to be clean because you trust him because he's such a good decision maker that I, you know, you're not in there saying, hey, we got to run it because I'm afraid he's not going to, you know, throw an incomplete pass, stop the clock or whatever. But I think each week he gets better just because he's a byproduct of the experiences that he's getting out there in the game, and you're starting to see him grow. So.
Change much without Ellington?
No, I don't think so. You know, I was kind of surprised they ran as much empty as they did, but it didn't seem like they changed from what they did. They just kind of replaced them. So,
given where you guys are in the playoffs and the division standing, how big a game was this in terms of how you guys mainly rose to the challenge today?
Well, I think any game right now, you're playing meaningful games in December. So, really, the same thing I told the team in the locker room, it's one down, one to go. That's kind of our philosophy. And we took care of business today, and then our only focus right now is just getting ready for the Lions, and that's it. Because, you know, you're not in a situation where there's any comfort in terms of leads or anything like that. So it's, you know, it's just focusing on the next opponent. And I thought those guys did a great job coming back from bye of doing that. Of just let's get ready for the Cardinals and let's just worry about that. And we took care of business today, and we'll get back to work on Tuesday and get ready for Detroit coming in here.
Why do you Brad Smith Wildcat play on the first of all?
It was not a Wildcat play. It's just Brad Smith plays quarterback. So, well, let's straighten that out right now. We don't run the Wildcat. It's just a play. He played quarterback. Right. Nick played receiver because Brad's really good with the ball in his hands.
Why not Mike?
Brad has practiced more than Mike, you know. So, you know, we're just trying to get everybody back in. Mike's first week of back in practice was this week. So, you know, Brad can do some different things, and you can run a couple different plays with Brad. I think then you can run with some other guys. He's got a pretty diverse. He can do some different things, and I think he's different than anybody because if you do put him back there, a lot of times when people put a running back there, there's not a threat of a pass. With Brad can throw the football too. So.
Why did the Sean punt return? That call was in front of you there. What'd you see?
I didn't see it. You know, I was watching the return. I didn't see it. I saw the flag at the end, and you know, so I'll wait till we can look at the film to see exactly what happened, but I don't know. I didn't get a number either. So, but then they said 21, which, and I know Rock's playing Gunner, so I that was confusing to me. So,
Deshaun went over 1,000 yards today. Your thoughts on how he's played so far this year?
He's been fantastic all year long. You know, and has worked extremely hard. You know, in everything we asked him to do, from OTAs to the off season and every day in practice, and you know what we're seeing on the field is just really what the time he's invested in himself, and I'm real happy for him.
That's a very good run defense you faced. What do you think about how McCoy did and Bryce also and how the blocking was?
I thought overall we did a decent job. You know, that is a really, really good run defense. They're very stout, and we knew that was going to be a battle coming in. I think they gave up 80 a game. We were averaging 150. I think we fell somewhere in the middle of that or something. I don't know. We had over 100 or something. It was close. So, you know, I thought we did a decent job. A couple of things we could have done a little bit better, but overall I thought we were decent.
When you have a significant lead and you're trying to milk clock off but also not having them try to come back on you, I mean, can you just talk about the balance and what you...
Yeah, I didn't really think that was the situation today until late in the fourth quarter. You know, we got the ball on the turnover there. We took two shots, you know, and right at the end of the third there and just, you know, probably should have checked it down maybe a little bit and kept the clock running, but we tried to take a couple shots there until we finally got it back on that last one is when we were really trying to milk it. So,
on that next to the last drive, Chip, some of the plays the ball was snapped with like 10 or 12 seconds left. Why not run it down further?
Because we were just trying to get the proper looks. You know, I think there was going to be plenty of time if we didn't convert in those situations. So,
okay. Thanks, guys. Nick Foles will be in here as well.